RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Welcome one, welcome all. You can hear my broadcast also Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm also being simulcast through the Internet chat radio broadcast, which is in Buenos Aires in South America. And I welcome and I really thank and praise Claudia Nelson for doing this, putting this together for me. She's an international journalist. She's a part of our Scholars for Integrity and Justice program, and she's going to have stories up on my blogger, the stories that she's been reporting. Extraordinary woman, and I'm going to have her interviewed here in another couple of weeks. Also, folks, we're going to be in a very, interesting program tonight. In the first hour, we're going to be talking to a woman that is in the know of the legal system, the corruption, and we're going to talk about this new Supreme Court rule in regards to the EEOC, Equal Rights Amendment, has just been changed in the last week. Oh, my God, equal rights, everything is going downhill to nothing. Also, the next hour, we're going to be discussing the issue of these people that have these diseases. We have this gentleman that was with this incurable level of TB. It's called XDR-TB. It's a strain that there's no cure for. It's a totally resistant, from what they're saying, to any antibiotics. But how did this man travel into Europe? How did he get on all these flights? And then it comes out in the story that he's a lawyer. And then a personal injury lawyer, that is. And then in addition to this, he gets married last week to the daughter of a bio scientists that dealt with TB. They have to work for disease control. Now, isn't that kind of weird? Isn't that strange to you? And that's not the only case of this XDR-TB they're saying is this uncontrollable strain that's running around in this country. They found another case in Illinois. He or she had been under house restraint because of the situation with that. And they were just about to lift that restraint off of that person. And then there's other cases in various other countries. Now, we never heard anything about this before. Never was really mentioned. So does this have anything to do also maybe with the fallout and debris from the World Trade Center? Had you ever thought about that? And then also there's some interesting facts coming up in regards to the KBG agent that had a high level of radiation found in his body, and it was given to him. We're going to discuss that in the second hour. Third hour is going to be open line. So I hope you find the show interesting. We're going to be back up with my co-host, John Alastasis, when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
On Late Night with Deanne on RBN, which is republicbroadcasting.org. During the week, I'm on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to reach me by phone, my number is 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, or you can reach me at 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171. Email deanne.burley@gmail.com. And if you're looking for my website, just Google it. It's easier for me to give you the Google than for me to give you the HTTP command. So just put my name in and you'll see my updates and everything on the bloggers I have. We started Integrity for Justice, a new organization, and we're getting more and more people signing up, and we need you to sign up, because what we need to do is clear up the evil and corruption out of the judicial system and bring our political realm back to norm by impeaching and removing politicians that are not doing their job. And I'm going to bring my co-host up. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing hot and tired, I guess.
Oh, is it hot out there?
Yeah, it's still like 65. It hit 90 today, and for us, that's nice and hot.
Wow. Well, up here, it was after they had the horrible, weird storm with tornado touchdowns. They had tornado touchdowns. I told you I thought I was in a tornado, and lo and behold, I was. So today, the temperature is probably around in the 60s now. It dropped down, you know, considerably. So, you know, and then I saw a lot of harp clouds out here, you know, with the waves in them. There's a lot of that in this area, close to the laboratory.
We're seeing a lot of that also. I'm actually thinking that when these thunderstorms come through, I've never felt them like I felt them as I do now. And the lightning, like the other night, was like just started out as being red and orange. And I've never seen lightning that color before in our area, and which it probably indicated the chemtrails. But also, as the storms come through, you can feel this energy, I'm going to say, and it actually makes me want to, it delusionizes me a little bit, I want to say. It's like I'm on drugs or something a little bit. I'm not quite with it when the storm comes through. And I used to be very alert with a lightning storm and would love to sit there and watch them. And now it's like I get drowsy and not sure where I am. And I'm assuming that that's part of the heart frequency doing that.
Probably. It's probably that, you know, because they're hitting us with everything. I had a guest that was going to come on, and they're trying to raise her. I'm not sure if she's going to be on this hour. If she comes on later, that's fine. If not, we'll have her back. We were going to talk about the Supreme Court rule on EEOC issues. What they did this last week is the Supreme Court got together and ruled that if you have a situation of discrimination or whatever it is on your job, if you found out about it past 180 days, past 180 days from the incident, when the incident occurred, you have no legal right or ground. So, like, for instance, say that you were working a job and you find out that somebody in your job was making a different salary than yours, and it was higher, and you, you know, have suspicion of it, and you file, some type of grievance with your job, that's letting them, the job, know that you know of this grievance. And say that this thing happened and you don't file anything, and say that it went 180 days, you know, you have no right. You have no right to complain. So that's another part of the game, to wipe out all levels of places that people can, you know, have equal rights. They're removing them, John. It's gone.
Well, something like this, when this happens, they're usually preempting something that they're going to develop. And so they're preempting a solution for it so they don't get in trouble with it. As Enron went out, and it was a test case to see what the people would do. Would they revolt? Would they, you know? And nothing happened. Everybody just kind of accepted what happened to them, even though billions of dollars were lost. And everybody took the lead of the government to take over and give them half of what they were supposed to get or whatever. And as you know, they found out that the Enron executives had actually concocted a complete fraud on the system. They never did go to jail, hardly. I mean, a few of them finally got to jail. The one supposedly died, and Ken lay there, and he's probably down in Bahamas somewhere having a great time.
You know what we need to do is follow the Moscow Circus. If you follow them, they come in the United States, we can find these guys that are allegedly dead or, you know, disappeared or had heart attacks and stuff because they seem to have enough money to, you know, pull up to get, you know, these things like the Moscow Circus or some type of other kind of huge group to come to their homes and appear, and that's their habitat. So I would doubt they would stop doing it if they put them in a situation of witness protection. Now, the thing is, too, about witness protection, who does the witness protection program protect? It seems to me that all these whistleblowers, including myself and everybody else out here, you too, all the stuff that we've been trying to report, seems that we don't have any rights under the Whistleblowing Act to get into the witness protection program.
Yeah, like it really matters. It would just seal your fate, wouldn't it? I mean, would you really trust those people?
They would know where you are 24/7. Nobody
else
would
know. It's like we're trying to hide from them. I mean, it's like we know the government's out to put the hammer to us, and so why would we trust them to say, okay, we're going to protect you now?
Yeah. Well, they help a lot of mob bosses and things.
Yeah.
They go in. They're protected. We don't have any protection. Oh, boy. And then they talk about they want to make sure there's no criminals, you know, at all. You know, we got to remove the criminals, get rid of the terrorism thing. But it seems like everybody is a terrorist, a criminal, and everybody's got, you know, rights and constitution and everything else, except for whistleblowers, patriots, and everything. I don't know. This country is really a mess.
Well, I went to an NYRI meeting, which is our, they're trying to put a power grid system down through our township of 130-foot high towers. There's no need for it. They're saying that they're supplying New York City with the extra power that they're going to need. Well, as it turns out, the security is a congressman that represents our area, our 24th district, and he's telling that the power systems that are there aren't even up to 50% capacity yet. So here we have a direct lie. They already have two basically corridors where they have other power line systems down through, so they could use their corridors, not a new corridor. But they're creating this lie, and it's like we're supposed to play this game of stupidity of, well, here's the rules. You know, if you're if it's environmentally hazardous, that's a rule that we can knock it out. If it's unsightly in an area that's either historic or in a area that's like it's takes away from the appeal of being a resort area or something, that would be a criteria. Well, we have all those criterias, and yet it's like they're still saying, oh well, there's something else that. They say no, and we say yes, and is it really real? When the truth is slamming you in the face. And so, again, it was one of these make-believe meetings that we're doing something. And I got to speak a couple times, did pretty good. But again, the people are asleep. I really gave comparisons of free energy, gave comparisons of some of the notations of end times as far as like Vice President, who did the inconvenient truth? Now that I'm not speaking very well here,
I can't recall.
He ran against Bush there, not Kerry.
Not John Kerry. Gore.
Gore. There you go, Al Gore.
Al Gore.
And so anyhow. When it got said and done, it's like, you know, there's notations of this, and also that they're not building the infrastructure, the new highway from Mexico to Canada down along the coast and the population centers. They're building it high and dry. And so here we have a definite huge project that there's reasons why they're building it high and dry. And so why are you taking something that we really don't need right now down to the coast just to have it destroyed or to have it all, to transferred upland because everybody else is going to be moving inward? And don't want to talk about it. It's like, number one, they say you lose your credibility because you've said something like that. Number two, you talk about free energy, give the patents and whatnot, and they come up with a dumb excuse. Well, I know one time where one guy took the numbers, and they showed that the numbers are really wrong, so everything else is wrong. And, I mean, just this kind of logic. They got this wall in their mind. It's so stiff. And I try to break it down for them and show them and give them the information, and they're kind of nice usually, and I figure, even though I'm giving them $10 of free copies and whatnot, I feel they a lot of times just file it and, you know, file number 7. But at least I'm trying, and I'm trying to keep people going and make people aware. And I did stir up the Curie bandwagon. They had 2, 4, probably about 9 people there and his staff. And they were doing the, you know, when you really ring their bell, they do the duck walk. You know, I mean, they're doing the circle 3-4 times. It's like, whoa, what do we do with this guy? You know, and I did ring their bell pretty good. Not that I'm trying to ring their bell. I was just bringing out factual information. And you could tell they were concerned that that had been brought up. And they weren't appreciative of it in one sense. And then the other sense, they didn't know how to act to it because I don't even know if they know about it. But, so anyhow, that was part of my day today.
Well, the thing is that we got, you know, so much stuff going on. We got the situation that there is free energy out there, and, you know, the gas prices are going up, down, sideways. It goes up a dime, down a dime, goes up 50 cents. I'm hearing the music. Are we hearing the music here?
Yes, we are.
Okay, well, we'll be back after the break, John and I. And stay tuned.
Sweet dreams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We're live here on RepublicRadioBroadcasting.org, and I'm your host, Deanne Burley, on the Deanne Burley Show. I'm here with John Alastasis, and we're talking about the things you need to know. For one thing, John and I have been going to a lot of these community meetings in the areas, you know, because the thing is, we need to go to these meetings, folks. Because if you go to the local community meeting, that is the crust of the problem. People don't show up, and that's when they do stuff. You know, they vote on things. They can buy, purchase things you don't need, get in situations where they can, you know, sign up for things that might be a terrorist thing against you in your community. Is that not right, John?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I pulled up the U.S. Title 50, Section 1520 law, which is the legalization of chemtrails and the legalization to use bioweaponry against the citizenship of the United States. And I gave a FOIL, which is a Freedom of Information Act, to Mr. Curie to respond to that. And if anybody in our area, I'm going to send out FOILs to all the representatives in our area, like the fire department, the health department, the supervisors, the police department, the sheriff's department, the state troopers, and anybody that I can think of that might have had access of knowing that we'd had biological weaponry used against us and didn't inform us. And so anyhow, I kind of put him on the spot. He had to receive it in front of everybody. Plus, I gave him a lot of supplemental information on the free energies and all this kind of thing. So anyhow, when it gets said and done, you know, he's got a information packet that he can't just lose. And it had a terrific amount of information in it. So hopefully it'll be effective. But I don't know. That's where we're headed for. Are you there, Deanne?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I did. I heard the phone drop, and I just didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I haven't dozed off or anything. I've been going a lot, folks. A lot of times I doze off, and sometimes it's because, you know, I've been doing a lot of things during the week, just like John. John is extremely busy. Imagine being on a farm. He does all types of things you would imagine on the farm. Then he's there working on other equipment and other things, you know, and then he has time, you know, to do this broadcast. It's just amazing. And I thank him for, you know, coming on like this because, he really makes the show.
We had a tough one two nights ago. We had a gentleman call me up at 9 o'clock at night. His truck was broke down in about 200 miles away. And I lost the drive line. And so we went down, we fixed it. Ended up not fixing it right. The one roller bearing came out, and so the cap fit, but it didn't fit right. But I was able to retain it so I could get the truck in, but I had to get back home because I had to go back to work. And then I went back that night and fixed it again. But it's just, I'm 51 years old, and to have a call at 9 o'clock at night when you're starting to get shut down when you've been working all day, and they have to pull an all-nighter, it's getting harder to do that anymore. Luckily, my son went with me, so he helped drive. And it was another thing that was kind of unusual, of the sign of the times, is I'm laying out on a throughway fixing this truck. I'm listening to the other trucks roll by, and they're screaming by like you're at a racetrack. And we're like 1 o'clock. We started working on it, got done about 3:30. And but a lot of the trucks, as you're attuning to yourself to mechanics or tires or whatever you want to say, these trucks that were going by were all, I'm going to say, kind of tired. You could hear tire wear. You could hear a couple of recaps starting to fail. You could hear engines that were, the bearings are starting to whir, and it's not a healthy sound. And there was a lot of them. It wasn't just one or two. It was a lot of them. And it was surprising that at 1 to 3:30 in the morning, the traffic was amazing. It was just solid traffic. There was very few times where there was quiet time. You didn't hear a truck coming in on you and zooming by you. And it was mostly truck traffic. And it's just a sign of the times that everybody's running on thinner ice as far as trying to keep their vehicles going and keep them attuned and pay the bills. And everybody was going just as fast as they could go, pretty much. You didn't hear anybody really just taking it easy. Everybody was screaming. And it kind of made me feel bad in a way, because I'm on that rat race myself, and it's very hard to slow down and to take a breath and enjoy the day and to think tomorrow's going to be okay. You're always under question. And I know Deanne has been just having trouble making daily bills of whatever. And at the same time, I'm impressed, because every time you turn around, she comes up with a new idea of how to try to correct the system. And just to the public out there, there's several people that do this in the freedom movement. And Deanne's just one of those that pulls this off and does it with virtually nothing. And so every time I think that I'm getting down and I don't have things, I just don't have to look very far, because my companion here has been doing it for a long time. So anyhow, I hear the music again. We'll be right back. The Deanne Burley Show on Truth Radio, or on RBN. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and I'm your radio talk show host, Deanne Burley, and I thank you, John, for what you said. I really appreciate that. A lot of times, you know, I go out here and I don't even think about what I'm doing anymore. There's so much going on. You know, people are writing to me. There's a guy that's in prison right now. I'm trying to find him a lawyer. I feel really bad. I read your case. You know who you are. And I'm trying to see what I can do for you because, again, there's so much persecution and injustice right now with the judicial system. I had been a former deputy clerk in the circuit court, state court of Illinois. And the thing is that, you know, it's just horrible. How people are being placed in situations by people can say that you look like somebody and that's enough for evidence to support a case against you in court. And it might not be you. It could be somebody else. There's been a countless number of cases. People have been locked up for 40-some-odd years in jail, and then finally through DNA or some other type of evidence that comes forth, they're found out not guilty. But then all the time they spend in jail, you know, how do you pay that back? Is it possible you ever pay those people back? You know, and this is the whole thing. You know, we got to be accountable for what we do. You know, it seems that the level of accountability is not there. It's not there, and it's missing, and it won't be there until we start doing the right thing, and that means cleaning house, you know, doing what we can to go to these meetings, go and, you know, speak out, you know, do things. And there's a bunch of patriots now in New York right now, and they're talking about opening up the investigation to World Trade Center, and they got people behind them now. There's some senators working on that, and that's positive. So, you know, if we keep seeing this grow around the country, the politicians and those that have power in this monopoly of evil are going to have to change their tune. They're going to have to eventually listen to the people. John, what do you think about that? And then I have a caller. But, John, what do you think about that? You know, do you think that more of us, you know, waking up and getting together, like in New York, forcing the issue of opening up the World Trade Center, do you see it that that's going to open up a whole ball of wax to have a major investigation and maybe clearing up some of these corrupt politicians and corrupt people that, you know, were tied to September 11th?
Well, it's definitely a test because they've been testing us for a long time to see if we'll react or not on retirements, on different laws they put out there. Just like the law where they just voted on to have the illegal immigrants to receive Social Security, they say they voted on that now. Well, if they just voted on it, why did they build the SSI office in Mexico City, Mexico, like 5 years ago? It's so redundant, and they put this in our front of our face all the time, the arrogance of it, and we just always fall over for them, it seems to be. That, well, what can we do? We can't do anything, and the big boys, that's the way it's going to be. And they build this wall in our mind, and we've got to stop accepting that wall.
Well, you know, the thing is with this illegal Mexican thing and the Social Security office in Mexico, I was thinking about that because to me it made no sense whatsoever, you know. Why they got that there, why they're doing this, and all these things that you got to look at from various angles. And from what I'm looking at, I think they're doing this because that way they're able to make them not only legalized, but they're also able to track them. Because, see, what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep track of everybody here, except for those folks that are tied to them. They are tracking us like birds. You know how you put that little bracelet around a bird, and you see this bird watchers watching this bird, and, you know, they kind of like shoot it with something, and then they check and see where it migrated to? Well, that's what they're doing to us, John. They're tracking us. Every bit of Social Security number, every bit of ID, these scanners they have on your car that, you know, supposed to be able to tell the tollway authorities that you paid, you know, to go on the road. All of that is a mechanism to track you. That's all it's about is tracking. And as far as them having any care or concern about us as, you know, a population of people, only thing our numbers mean to them is money. If we are in a war, it brings them money. If we are going to and from work every day and doing labor to them, it's money. All they equate us to being is the numbers, money, and the more people they have behind them is the more clout power they have to fight amongst themselves to see who's going to be the one on the top. That's what the system is for.
I have to agree with that. You had a caller, though.
Yeah, Will, we have Will from Colorado. Will, are you there?
I'm here, Deanne.
Hey, Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. And, John, good evening.
John
must be there someplace. Maybe he's gone back out to work on that drive line. Well, hey, you know, Deanne, when you talk about the importance of going to these local meetings, you know that I'm a real advocate for that. But if we think about, go to like the Tavistock Institute, for instance, in England, which everybody should know is a real hot mill for socialist propaganda generation. They have a companion a group that they work with. It's called the Smith Institute. And when I was browsing their website a while back, I came across a publication that they have put out. It's a book on localism. Localism. So we think about these various isms, and we need to realize that when something's coming out of the London School of Economics or the Fabian Research Groups, that whatever they're coming up with today over there is going to be over here pretty quick. And the idea of localism as being part of the new propaganda coming from the global controllers, mental think tanks, the wordsmiths, we then need to be aware that something is going to be happening at the local level all around the world, and we're going to need to be prepared. And so as globalism then transitions from globalism to localism, this is where I came up with the idea a while back of that we must become vocal local. We need to meet that as they come into the local areas. Now, why are they doing that? Why would they be looking at this? Obviously, their decentralization is the opposite of federalism. But federalism was how they took the sovereignty, if you will, of the states and bundled it. And now, in order to go into a new one-world government, we're going to need to break out the old federalism and fraction it and then bring it back down into all of these local unelected boards and councils. And so we as the people need to understand that the new battleground is going to be down at the grassroots, and we're going to be dealing with the brass roots that run the planet, the captains of finance and industry. So the idea of going to our local, let's say, a county commissioner meeting, or going to a rural electric cooperative meeting, or a local school board meeting, and becoming first a listener, because it's important to realize that these are functional boards. Even though they may be dysfunctionally operating, they are functioning, and they're part of a system of government. And for new people coming into these boardrooms, so to speak, whether that might be just at the school library or wherever the school board meets, or down at the courthouse where the county commissioners meet, when we go in, we need to first observe and to find out what's going on. You never know what the other side is doing when you haven't studied it. And so we go in and we study it firsthand and get the idea of what they're doing. And then we try and find out where are we in this long train of abuses. Listen to what's being discussed. Where are they going? What's the train of thought? And then start to do your research around the topics that they're working on, and see how what they're working on fits in with what you've been studying in your independent research. And then at that time, you can start to become vocal, local. You can begin to interact with them. At first,
I love that, vocal, local. Because, you know, one of the things that I like about you, Will, and Will's been on my broadcast, and he's wonderful. He's a wealth of information, and I really hail you for you're a patriot, too, and what you do. And the one thing you brought up right now in this conversation is the fact about utility. Now, folks, you sit there and complain about, you know, utility costs and how it skyrockets and things like that. But, you know, if you go to these utility board meetings, you have a say-so over what comes into that town. So if enough people come in and they say, we're not going to accept this then because this cost is too high for what we can afford, do you know that you can lower the cost of the utility when it comes into your town by showing up at these meetings and participating? Is that not right, Will?
That's exactly right. Now, one of the things that I've been seeing, and I've been following these meetings for years, but one of the things that I've been seeing is that a direct impact of being vocal local is the first step is that boards generally don't have visitors. These guys are used to not having anybody in the peanut gallery. And so having not ever, you know, gotten used to having observers and visitors, they've been basically just running along doing whatever they want. And so the first thing that they do is they start to notice that you're there. And then from that point, you, with your commenter and your research and being participatory in this participatory constitutional Republican form of representative government, then you can start to slow their train down. They're not quite so likely to just vote something through or ramrod something through if someone's watching, if there's a witness. And so they will at least make a show out of what they're doing, and they might back up a little bit. You might be able to slow them down. But there are times when you will be, by being in the meeting, you will have a heads up on something that's coming down. And it's at that point where we need to have our local precinct groups in order, or Ron Paul meetup groups, or some other kind of groups where you can mobilize 20 or 30 people and come in and protest an action. And if you can protest that action, you could possibly save your county and all the people in it from some dreadful recourse that was brought in by some sustainable mercenary, for the benefit of some grant and aid money. And,
well,
you know,
that's just like, you know, people complaining about the gas prices, you know. The same thing, if you go to the local county board meeting, can you hear me, folks? County board meeting in your area, they are going to be talking about all kinds of levels of business and stuff, but the bottom line is that county board is the one that has the presence over the taxing, how much money tax they charge for gasoline coming into your area. So if the gas prices are so extraordinarily high where you can't afford it, you can go to the county and have them basically lower the tax base by saying you're not going to vote that in. You're not going to vote. See, people, you have power. The more of us there is at these meetings, the more of us that vote at these meetings, the more of us that participate, we have control over the county commissioners and the county board because they have to listen to the people. They're there for the people, not for themselves. Right, Will?
That is
or
right.
Or am I wrong?
No, you're in very, very, very much right. There are certain things that they will be completely unresponsive to from the people, and there's certain things that we really are going to have to replace someone in order to get things changed. But they've already done it for this year, but when they review their budget, they have to discuss with all of the various department heads their budget figures, and they do it in an open meeting. And so that information then is available to your ears. You know, it's from their lips to your ears, and you now maybe would know that $450,000 worth of grant money is coming into your county that's being provided by the CDC for vaccinating children. Or you might get some other kinds of tips and knowledge like that that you wouldn't get in the newspaper. And so it's important to go in there. But at that time, when you do hear budget issues being discussed, that's the time that you can fire up your group. That's the time that you can write letters. It's the time that you can do letters to the editor. You can call the local radio station. You can call the local TV. You could go on Access TV and blow the whistle on it. And so there are things that we can do, and we can do them right where we are in the community or the town or the county that we live in on a shoestring like you do and I do and John does. I live on a little farm as well. And you can take the time out of your other occupations and get down to these meetings and start to make a difference. And I like to go, now I haven't been in a year, but I like to go to the school board meetings to keep track of what's going on with the school boards. But, you know, it's not bricks and mortar. They're always going to tell you that it's bricks and mortar and that we need to float another school bond and build another building because these poor teachers, they're having to teach six children in a classroom, and we'd really like to have teachers with one child in each classroom so that no children can be left behind, of course, you know. But it's not bricks and mortar. It's not classrooms. It's curriculum, stupid. It's been curriculum for the last 100 years, and until we get ourselves back on a sound footing for curriculum, we'll never get out of the mess that we're in. But, you know, that's the place where a strong vocal local group can make some impact, because we, the people, should, I don't know whether it would be possible, but should be able to have some say about the curriculum that is being taught in our schools.
The exact thing happens. I used to go to the statewide environmental meetings, and as I approached the gate, and most of the time I couldn't find parking inside. I'd end up getting a fistful of tickets sitting parking outside of these areas in Albany, New York. And but as I got to the door, they'd say, "Oh, hi, John. How you doing?" I said, "You know me?" And they said, "Oh, yes, we know you." And all I am is a farmer, and they knew me. And, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to have a good opinion. Everybody's got a brain chip, and your chip may not fit someone else's chip, but you know what? It needs to be implanted to have function in the society. And so everybody's idea is a function, and we all need to put them together to try to make the best that we can be. And it's not a maybe, but it takes you expressing that idea of whatever, wherever, to help it make it go, because we're not all clairvoyant yet. And we need to express these things to get our points across and to build logic and build truth and apply ourselves for truth. And I hear the music coming, so we'll be back. The Dan Burley Show on RBN. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Late night
with Deanne on republicbroadcasting.org, and we're on with John Nalastas, who's my co-host, and we have a other co-host at times, Will, here, and we're talking about making it vocal local. You want to talk further on that, John? Talk more about, you know, the meeting that you went to this last week, and I'll be right back up.
Okay. The well, I've been to a couple meetings this week, and also one thing that was kind of interesting to me this week is we had a couple speakers on Truth Radio that we got talking about the towers having chargers preset in them as they were being built. And the gentleman that was speaking about them had been in the Marines. He'd been in blasting. He was an engineer. And as he got speaking, he made a lot of sense of why the physics basically dictated that they had to have explosives, and they had pictures that showed this plastic material that was on the outside of the rebar that he says is C4. And basically, there was one thing I'm bringing this up for, is as I point out, as everybody has like a niche of speaking or of doing something to make better or to make worse, there's decisions we have to make in our lives. And somebody made the decision to put C4 in the Twin Towers before they were built. The physics dictates this. The pictures dictate that some of it didn't go off, and it was showing itself in some of the pictures. Even though they tried to conceal a lot of the pictures, they showed themselves. And so now the question is asked, right from the get-go, these Twin Towers were built with blasting materials enhanced into them. And think about it. Would you build a super high structure in the middle of a city that would tremendously produce a tremendous amount of dust and poison the people of the area? It wouldn't be allowed. And so all of a sudden that rang a bell for me of the fact that in I think it was the early 70s when the Twin Towers were built, they had already contemplated of taking them out for 9/11, because there's no way. They're tearing a building now that's part of one of the banks in the Twin Towers segment of the city, and that's not being demoed. It would be impossible to get a permit to demo these things unless they had extenuating circumstances. And so here we have a brand-new design of a building that would probably stand for 75, 100 years. And at that time, would you dictate from the grave, would you say, oh, we're going to have demolitions here. We're going to have, number one, C4, I think, has like a 10-year shelf life that they give as far as information on the sales receipt. They say if it's kept in good condition, it will last indefinitely. But who could guarantee that? And then who could guarantee that our new science 100 years from now wouldn't have a better thing to do with those buildings than just demo them? And again, demoing wouldn't be allowed in the middle of a big metropolitan area. I hear the music again, so we'll be right back. The Deanne Burley Show on republicbroadcasting.org. And finish out when we get back here.
True.